Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice unto the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence, Jesus. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just praise at your feet, right here. Come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press,
press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole, I still believe, I will just lay at your feet.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, bless the name of Jesus. Again, we're here once again with Saturday with the Word. This is Prophetess Teresa Dux, and I'm here again to bring you part of the Word of God, something that God is saying to His people. Yes, we're excited tonight once again. I'm going to cover the lines with a word of prayer. We won't be with you long, but we want to leave something with you today. Father, we thank you for an hour of power. And Father, we just glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift up your name. Lord, we thank you for opening up supernatural doors as we build up your kingdom in others, in people, Lord God. And Father, I ask you, Lord, that you would minister to the people of God that's on the line tonight and cause us, Father God, to just hear you, hear what you're saying to the people on this very day. Father, we're delighted in what you're doing in our lives. And Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praises. Father, we truly adore you, and we just know, Lord God, beside you there is no other. But with you, Lord God, all things are possible. In you, Lord God, we have all that we need. So, Father, as we press into your presence, Father God, as we seek your face, Lord God, we just ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to just fall fresh upon us. In the name of Jesus, we bind up any retaliatory spirits that want to cause any type of distraction on the line today. And, Father, we just ask you right now that you would open the ear gates of those that are on the line, Father, that we can receive what you're saying. In the mighty, matchless, glorious name of Jesus Christ. And we say, amen, hallelujah, glory to his name. You know, I am excited once again to be on the broadcast. As I was driving in the city of Chicago today, I began to see all the people enjoying themselves and half-dressed and overdressed and just enjoying the glory of God. And I began to think that I had to cut my day short because I have a commitment to God, a commitment to this line. So as I was traveling home, the enemy began to say to me, why are you going home when you should be out enjoying this weather? And then God spoke to me and God said, faithful. I'm faithful. And God wants us to be faithful to any assignment, any call that he's given us for our lives. So truly, I began to drive home even the more. And I just thank God once again that when God is on the inside of you, there's a relationship that you have. And you begin to say, Jesus, I just got to have more. You just can't get enough of what God has to offer. So as I was coming in, you know, I was just thinking, Lord, I know you're going to give me more revelation to bring forth tonight on the lines. And I'll tell you, Saturday afternoon, evening, it's not easy to come on this line and cut your day short. But when you are committed to something, it's already in your heart to do it. So I just thank God that he super rules and he knows how to guide us, how to direct us, and to bring us in that place, to that place where he wants us to be. Well, tonight I'm going to be talking about, and I just bless God, God gave me John 3, chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, 1 through the third verse. You know, I've been doing a lot of teaching on the kingdom, the blessings of the kingdom, the gifts of the kingdom, the structure of the kingdom, and I've been doing a lot about the kingdom. And, of course, I'm going to move forward with the teaching on the kingdom. But tonight God gave me this to talk about Jesus. I just got to have more. Have you ever been in a place when you just said, Lord, I just need more? You know, right now, this what I have is just not working. I need more. You ever been at a ministry where you just knew that there was so much more to God? You needed more. And that's what we're going to talk about. If you get your Bibles out, and I encourage you to do so, for we know that everything we need is in the Word of God. So I encourage you, ministering or whenever someone is ministering, take out the Word, take out your weapon, so that you can follow along. And I'm telling you, a better revelation when you can, when you have the Word of God in your face, and you can look at those words, and it can come off that page, and it become so real to you. Again, turn to John 3, verse 1 through 3. Amen. And again, our subject is, Jesus, I have got to have more. Yes, we need more of him. You know, and when we get more of him, it keeps us hungry for more. You ever been in the kitchen and you're cooking something and you look at the food and you don't want to really eat right then, but you start tasting the food, and then before you know it, you then ate quite a bit. Oh, yes, I've done it. And it made me think about my mother. You know, my mother would always say to us, never leave the table hungry. And believe me, we never did. But sometime when we would go to maybe some of my aunt's house or some friend's home, and, you know, they would just give you just enough to just like feed a bird. But, you know, so many times I would just come home and we would just raid the refrigerator because we were hungry, we were starving. And in life, there are times when you just got to have more. And today, we're going to look at four people who were not satisfied with their lives and how Jesus was able to meet the deeper needs in their heart, the deeper need in their soul. Yes, he'll meet every need. We just have to know it's not in things, it's not in people, it's not in man, it's not in woman, it's not in the pastor, it's not in our husbands. It's not in our wives, but it's in Jesus. That fulfillment that we're craving, that we need, it's in Jesus. You know, my mind went to, and I'm going to read that the scripture in John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, the story of Nicodemus coming to Jesus, it needs to be put in the proper perspective. Nicodemus was one of the head religious men in that day, in his day. And you know, he was trained in the scriptures. He knew the law inside and out. And also, he enjoyed great stature as knowing God. He was one that knew God. But here in this scripture, we're seeing him, he coming out at night. He coming out at night. You know, when we used to sneak out at night because we didn't want nobody to see us, or we were on the down low or on the low down, one of those things. But he was coming to Jesus for a personal interview with Christ. He was coming to him to talk to him, but he wanted to come at night. And what did he say? Jesus. He was really saying, I got to have more than religion. Now, today, you may be here, or you may have been in a church all your life and need to have a personal interview with Jesus at the altar. We just say at the altar. And you may need to tell him that you're dissatisfied with the way things are going and that there have got to be more than this. And we're going to talk about that. You know, sometimes we can be operating in religion, and religion won't satisfy us because it may give you a great understanding about some things, but not a true standing with God. See, Nicodemus, he realized his position with men, that it just didn't matter anymore. What he wanted was his position with God to be right. And today, everyone may say you are a great or a awesome woman or man of God, a great Christian, but you just like Nicodemus. But if your standings with God isn't right, then whenever you stand, the standing is wrong. Our standing with God, it has to be right. See, religious, boy, when I think about religious people or religion, but it doesn't satisfy us, because knowing things in your head isn't like feeling things in your heart. Because Nicodemus, he had become stale. He was tired of getting up in the morning and putting on his robe and being somebody in the religious circle, but feeling empty, just going through the motion, but on the inside, empty, because you're hungry. Because you know that there's more. You know that there's another realm that God wants to take you to. You know that there's deeper revelation for you to receive. But there's an emptiness on the inside. But Jesus gave Nicodemus more. See, Jesus will give us more. He'll give us what we need. He gave Nicodemus what he needed. A new life, a new birth, a new beginning. Jesus let him know that it was spirit, not flesh. Jesus gave him something that would satisfy his soul. See, Jesus gave Nicodemus true salvation, which is the good news. In the middle of the night, as I began to meditate on seeing Nicodemus sneak out in the middle of the night, but in the middle of the night, Nicodemus found the light of the world. So in your darkest days, you can get your deepest revelation. And I can believe Nicodemus was so tired that he probably wanted to tell others how he was feeling. But religion won't let you do that. Religion will make you stay right where you at with your mouth shut, just content. But your heart and your soul is craving for more, waiting on the door to open for the more. And I said in the beginning that we were going to talk about four people. Nicodemus came to mind. And then I thought about the Samaritan woman. You know, this lady, she was at the well. And it's one of the greatest stories in the scripture to me. Now here you got a lady, a Samaritan, who was actually despised by the Jews. she was despised by the Jews. And the Jews who had married foreigners, and this was in like the northern kingdom after the Assyrian invasion. But in her meeting with Jesus, Lord Jesus, you know how our life changed when we met Jesus. So when she met Jesus, you know, she tried to explain to Jesus. She was trying to explain to him that she shouldn't be talking to him or he shouldn't be talking to her, that he had no abilities to get water without a bucket, and that she knew all about worship. Have you ever talked to somebody that just know it all? You say something, I know that. You say something, I did that. Well, I could imagine that this woman kind of had that attitude. Sometimes when we're in sin, sin will make us be defensive. We'll jump up and defend the situation, trying to cover it up. And I believe that this woman, this Samaritan woman at that well, she was trying to tell Jesus what he could and could not do. You shouldn't talk to me. You can't get water. You don't have a bucket. And she knew all about worship. She began to tell Jesus about her God. But after Jesus introduced the living water that will never, ever, ever run dry, something that will satisfy her soul, our soul, forever, you know, she realized that she needed him more than he needed her. And she said, what did she say? She said, I got to have some more of this Jesus. She got so excited. She had spent her life in a bad relationship. And she learned that that relationship could not satisfy her. You know, relationships do not satisfy because they are water that run dry. Now, I'm not putting down relationships, because truly I honor relationships. But relationships can't take the place of that living water, because relationships end. Marriages sometimes end. Friends that's been friends for a lifetime, sometimes they end being friends. So we can't put our trust in relationships. We have to put our trust in that relationship that will never, ever end. And, you know, I'm not putting down marriages, because the blessing of marriage is ordained by God. And even other relationships. Because relationships are God-given, but without Christ in our life, every other relationship, it'll leave us empty. See, sometimes you can talk to a person, and they don't know God, and they don't have a true relationship with God. You feel like you're talking to a wall. You feel like you're having a conversation with yourself, and you're not getting answers. You're not getting fulfilled, because Christ is not in the other person's life, or Christ is not being made the headship of their life. So sometimes in that relationship, you left feeling empty. Relationships do not satisfy us, because there is hurt, rejection, fear, and then just a lot of other things that's attached to them, to relationships. But only Jesus can give pure, agape, perfect, perfected love. You know, that type of love, that love at all times. A friend that stick closer than a brother. And when you think about that, no greater love than this exists. You know, Jesus, he give us more. He gave the woman at the well forgiveness of sin. And he gave her purpose in sharing Christ. He gave her a living testimony. And it was a life transformation. It transformed her life. She never knew the well until she got at the starting place of her ministry when she met Jesus. She was at a well that had water. And we know water have life in it. Because if we don't drink water, eventually we begin to get dehydrated, the natural water. But when, and if we don't drink the living water, we'll be fighting battles that's not ours. If we don't drink the living water, we won't have that peace. We won't be transformed. We won't be checked when we're wrong. But the woman at the well, she met Jesus, and her life changed. You know, when I think about the story of Billy Graham, and I believe his wife was Ruth. I believe that was her name. But they was reaching out to Jim Baker after the fall of PTL. When people deserted Jim Baker because of his sins. And at the prison one day, I was reading this in the news years ago, newspaper years ago, when Jim Baker was told he had a visitor, and it was Billy Graham. And many people do not know this, but when Jim Baker was released from prison, he stayed with Billy Graham and his wife. And from that place, his ministry, Shakarabo, it was restored. A friend, even when you're down, a friend, that's real friendship. And it doesn't matter how far we fall. But what happened, Billy Graham was a real friend to Jim Baker. And if you meet a real friend in this life, I encourage you to hold on to that friendship, because real friends are hard to find, like needle in a haystack. And then if you get down, you'll really find out if they're your real friends. So it doesn't matter how far we fall, but what matters is how high Jesus can lift us up. We don't lose with what he used. Then I want to talk a little bit about Zacharias and Luke. Luke 19. And I'm encouraging again to just turn to Luke 19 and at verse 1. One through ten. You know, and I'm going to read. As Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacharias, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He was a tax collector. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. He was small. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that day. He was hungry for more. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said to him, Zacharias, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, my God, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that was a sinner. And Zacchaeus, he stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false allegation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." What does that tell you? Jesus went to visit a sinner, and salvation came to his house that day. It was always great to me. Every time I read in the Bible, and I would see how Jesus spent time with those that would be known as the least, or those that would be looked down or looked over. You know, it made me think about Tiger Woods, Donald Trump, Bill Gates. If they would just come to Jesus Christ and say, "I got to have more." You know, you may say, "Does that really happen?" Well, just think, this man of God, he was a tax collector. He had plenty of money, so he was like a Bill Gates in these days. Zacchaeus, if you read the scripture, you'll find that he was probably one of the most richest men in the town, in the city. He was hated as a tax collector. It's almost like he was a tax collector in Rome, but it's almost like the IRS. We don't really care to deal with them unless they're giving us a refund check or a tax credit or an exemption. But other than that, people don't pretty much care for the IRS. So he was a tax collector. He collected money for the government. But even so, he was wealthy. As one song goes, I think that song went, it was something about Zacchaeus, the tax collector, came down out the sycamore tree, fell, and I don't know all the words, but he got up when Jesus stopped by his house. And Jesus commanded him to come down out that tree. But even the fact that he climbed up that sycamore tree, it tells me that he had all the money that he needed, but he wanted more. It was something that was missing. He climbed up this tree. This man is a wealthy man. Can you imagine Bill Gates or one of the Oprah Winfrey or one of them just climbing up a sycamore tree to see Jesus? No, they got plenty of money. They could have one of them trucks just take a little elevator, open elevator, and lift them up so they could see him. But he climbed up the tree because he wanted to see Jesus. And I just thought that in itself is showing that he wanted more. He was successful in his life. But sometimes success doesn't satisfy us. Because after you have eaten everything you can eat, bought all the clothes you can wear, went all the places that you could go and seen everything that you want to see, you still may have an emptiness of a life chasing the wind, chasing something that you'll never find. You know, the Word of God says the wind bloweth, it's come, and it goes henceforth, but who knows where it come from and who knows where it goes. Sometimes we live our life chasing something that's not there. And we become empty. You see, if we could have everything in this world, what does it profit if we lose our soul? If we go before the Father, the judgment, and he don't say to us, thou good and faithful servant, well done. You know, Zacchaeus had come to the conclusion. He said, I'm obtaining a lot, but I'm losing more. I'm climbing higher, but I'm sinking lower. Success in life, it doesn't satisfy, because it'll pass away with you when you pass away to go to glory, or wherever you're going to go, wherever I'm going to go. Hopefully I'll see you in glory. But Solomon, he learned this a long time ago when he said, the glory of man fades away. But one day you are a great success, and then the next day, forgotten. What was news or big news today is tomorrow no news. I mean, just think about it. When Tyson bit off the ear, I think it was Holyfield, or that was in the news. Well, it ain't talked about no more. All men, success draws crowds, but quickly it'll leave. That success will pass away. It won't stay. It won't even be talked about. You know, Jesus can give us so much more, true success, with peace in our life that passeth all understanding. You know, when we can take and make this flesh obey us. You know, even early morning prayer, when we can make our flesh, no matter how we're feeling, no matter how long, much sleep we had, and we can command the flesh and say, you know what, you're getting up. You're getting up and you're about to go and get in the presence of God. And then your flesh will obey you. It will obey. It will begin to move. You can put a command on your flesh like you do the anointing. And when I was, you know, just saying how Jesus can give us the peace that we need, Jesus gave him one thing that no one else could give him: a bank account that will never run out, an investment in things that will never pass away. Jesus, he give us true fulfillment in life. Treasures. I'm talking about heavenly treasures. And Zacchaeus realized in Jesus that he finally had what he'd been looking for in his life. You know, sometimes we get caught up with things and people and situations and jobs and a, you know, church assignments and, you know, clients. Sometimes we get so caught up, and Jesus is not even in it. He wants us to be craving him like that, chasing him like that, wanting more of him. You know, I could just imagine that he was saying, I finally got what I've been looking for in my life. And then I'm the last one that I'm going to talk about. I thought about Matthew's. And just follow me with this one. You know, Jesus walked up to Matthew's, and he said to Matthew, he said, follow me. And he leaves everything that he was doing to follow Jesus. It tells me Matthew wanted more. That what he was building, it was something bigger than him that needed to be built. So he left everything. And he began to follow Jesus because his life is peace. I'm talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding. When situations happen, you ever seen somebody when there's so much going on and they're so calm? I mean, you just see that peace of God that just is upon them. That peace that the world don't understand. But Matthew's, he followed him. And he said, I got to have more. More than collecting taxes at this table. More than just being a face in the crowd. More than just being a member at the church. More than being a number on the wall. You know, Christ, he offers us so much more. He offered Matthew a chance to make a difference in the lives of other people. He gave a bigger purpose than ever before. And he gave them a vision to reach a dying world that was lost. A vision that will make our young people pull those pants up, that will make our young people drop down the joints, the crack cocaine, that will cause women to live holy, that will cause men to be men, purpose in life. And today, I just wanted to come on the line to tell you that there's more. There is a new life. There is living water. There is forgiveness of sin. There is purpose and vision for your life. You know, Matthew's, when he left the table and to find the world that was waiting for him, and I want to tell you, there is a world that's waiting for you. You got something in you that others are looking for, and they don't know where to find it. All they know is they need more. And that more is that Jesus in you. That purpose, that revelation, that foundation that God have poured into you through others. And God wants you to pour into someone else. That's kingdom work. That's establishing the kingdom. When you're telling somebody about Jesus, that's doing kingdom building. When you are laying hands on someone, that's when thou kingdom come. When you're doing deliverance, that's kingdom work. You got what the world needs. So we can't afford not to be focused. We can't afford not to be on our assignment. We can't afford to miss prayer, that prayer time with God. We can't afford to not have our ears open. We can't afford not to hear what God is saying directly to us. You know, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So Jesus' very testimony is the spirit of prophecy. So anytime you prophesy to somebody, that's the testimony of Jesus. That's what he wants. You telling them what Jesus said. You telling them what they need to hear. A lot of people don't believe it, but it's true. Read your Bible, and you can read it. And in closing, I was thinking about the other night. My husband and I, we were talking to some people, and they were missionaries and evangelists, and I noticed something about them. They were so happy. They was so fulfilled. Their lives was fulfilled. They was out And they was pouring into the homeless. They was feeding the hungry. They were ministering to battered women. They were so happy. And they had did missionary work all across the world. And every person that they showed me some pictures of places they had been and everything, but every person that was in them pictures, these families, they had great big giant smiles on their face. And they was next to like huts, and they were smiling. They had one picture, they was in a jungle, but they were smiling. And it was just ringing out of the picture, their joy. You know what I said? They had got more. What was inside of those missionaries, those evangelists, that was that what the woman at the well got out of Jesus that day? That's the same thing that they were passing out to those families. You know, and they even showed me a picture in a canoe, and they was going through dangerous waters. Well, I thought the waters was dangerous. It looked like it was to me. But guess what? They were smiling. They were smiling. And every smile, I received a message. They had got more. More than Tiger Woods, and more than Donald Trump, and more than, I'm going to say, Larry King and Bill Gates, and they had got more. More than the picture could ever express. The more that their lives and their minds could even possess. They were so happy. And this one picture they showed me, and I'll never forget this one. I think they said they were in Libya or... But they were somewhere. But anyway, it was a picture of little girls, and they was really, it was a husband and wife, excuse me, and it was three little beautiful girls. And they were, you know, they were in the picture. And he said, one of the guys was saying that they had just received Jesus, the whole family. And I mean, my God, I wanted a copy of that picture because Jesus was permeating out of their faces. They had met Jesus that day, and their lives will never, ever be the same. So today I want to say to you, if you want more, He is more. Like Nicodemus, we don't need more religion. We need more life. Like the Samaritan woman, we don't need another relationship. We need living water. And like Zacchaeus, we don't need more money. We don't need more things. We need more Jesus. And he said if we seek him first, he said all of these things will be added. And like Matthew, we don't need a job. We need an adventure. Because I got a job working for Jesus. Now take this whole world away from me, but give me Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. And I got to tell you, I'd rather be his than to have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. And I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be a king, than to be a queen. I'd rather have Jesus than anything else in this world. I'd rather be able to do the work of the kingdom. That is my heart desire. than anything else. Yes, I love my family. Yes, I love my children. Yes, I love my husband. But I am in love with Jesus. And when I realized that, my life has never been the same. On this beautiful Saturday, with this beautiful weather, and I leave a beautiful mall with beautiful scenery to come to be on the line because I want to tell somebody about Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than that dress I was looking at. I'd rather have Jesus than men to applaud me. And I'd rather be faithful to him and his cause. I'd rather have Jesus than fame, and I'd rather be true to his holy name. I'll tell you, when we got Jesus, when we got the love of God, when we realize that when we fall, we can get back up, when we realize nothing can condemn us because it did not come from God, oh, yes, he'll convict us. And then we'll turn around and get it right by his grace. We don't lose. So I encourage you tonight, increase your appetite for Jesus. Turn the heat up. I mean, turn the air up. Keep that heat down. Turn the air up. Begin to crave him. And you know, the Word of God says that's the only thing that we can lust for is prophecy. And prophecy is Jesus. Yes, it's in the Word. So I just want to encourage you tonight. Whatever have made you feel unhappy, whatever situation have made you feel discouraged, whatever situation have caused you to feel depressed or worthless or out of place or not on point, you got Jesus. You win. You don't lose with him. You got everything you need. No, a divorce can't do it. The Bible says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Jesus is love. Love can keep us together. Love can keep us whole. Love will heal us. So I encourage you, press into the love of God. Just begin to press in a little further. You know, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't think that you could do it, even when you feel like you need more rest, I'm telling you, that's when we crush the enemy's head, when he think that the flesh going to tell us. Flesh say, oh, no, 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 you sleepy. Oh, no, 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 you don't even have the energy for that. But the spirit man rules. And the spirit man began to say, come on, flesh, get up. I'm in control of you. And take full authority. Because there's someone that's waiting on your witness. There's someone, you have their soul and their life in your hands. Because you have influence. And because you are anointed. You are anointed. You have been called. You have been called with a holy calling. And I encourage you to be at the right place and do the right thing. And don't take any assignments lightly. And hear God's voice when he's speaking through someone else. Don't pass up what God is saying to you. Because there's victory and being faithful to every assignment. Because this life is short, but eternal life is forever. So once we finish this course, we'll be able to go before the Father, and he'll be able to say to us, thou good and faithful servant, well done. No, we won't be doing church work. We'll be building up the kingdom. which is the fruit that the church benefits from. Yes. So the church and the kingdom should be working right together, hand and foot. Well, I get excited, but I'm excited tonight. I'm excited tonight about what God is doing, how God is speaking. And I want to say, if there's anyone on the line that don't know Jesus and know that there's more and know that you want more, I encourage you to grab hold to his hand. For his hand has reached out towards you. He's calling you by your name. He wants you to come a little higher. He wants you to go a little deeper. He wants to give you that more. Yes. And right now, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit realm, those that are on this line, Father, I ask you to give them the more. Give them more revelation. Give them more, Lord God, of your word. Give them more, Lord God, truth. Father God, give them more of whatever they need to do the work. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the spirit realm right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I just say, those that want to accept Jesus for the first time, just ask him to forgive you. And tell him that you believe that Jesus died on the cross and that he rose again. And tell him that you know that Jesus is his son. And tell him that every drop of blood was shed for you. Tell him. Tell him you want to be part of this kingdom building thing. Tell him. It's just that simple. He will accept you in the minute you confess, you believe. You believe. It's simple. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. And the word says, according to the power that worketh within you. There's power that's working inside of you. And we command it to come forth now in the name of Jesus. Never to be the same. Just reach out and receive your more. Receive it by faith. The more. There's no lack in him. You know, our joy is in our bellies. So I encourage you to be blessed. Be filled with his joy. Receive his more. And don't let nobody take it from you. Well, again, this is Prophetess Teresa, and I want to just encourage, if you was blessed by these words or you was blessed by any session, any broadcast that have came forth and you like what we're doing, I just want to encourage you to sow into the ministry, because every dime that's sold, we sow it back into our overhead. And, you know, right now we need the help. And I just encourage you to just send us an email. You can even give me a call. We'll be more than happy to send you an invoice to your email. You can let us know what you're sowing. It's a tax write-off. And just know that we will be so blessed if the Lord, the Holy Spirit, put in your spirit to sow into what we're doing. We're trying to expand the ministry. We got other ministries that's working along with us. And as we sow, we're trying to do websites. We're trying to do some other things to encourage others that's working along with us. So I just want to encourage you to stay blessed. Our website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. It's a new website. And I just encourage you to go to the website, go to the donation tab, click on it. It's a secure website. You can sow into us, and we certainly appreciate it. And also, you can send me an email at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com, and I'll send you an invoice, whatever amount you say. You can pay the invoice that way, or you can reach me at area code 586-914-1251, or you can also reach Evangelist Hannah She's the director of the Blog Talk Radio. It's 312-890-3204. Again, that's 312-890-3204. And you can contact either one of us, and we'll be more than happy to you know, take your seed and pour it back into what God is doing. So I love you with the love of God. Father, we thank you for all that have came into the broadcast. And, Father, we ask you to keep your angels of protection around them, Lord God, even their families, Father, far and near, even the young ones that's in their family, the young male especially, Lord God, keep the blood of Jesus around them. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come near them, Father. Everyone in their family we call blessed, and we thank you, Father, that we can call you and get an answer. And I ask you right now that you would bless families, everything that concerns them, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you are dispatching your angels right now to make every need met, and that they are being filled with the more, and more of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. Well, before we hang up, remember, every Tuesday and every Friday, we are in prayer on the Kingdom Daughters prayer line. So I want to encourage you to come in to the prayer line at 5 a.m. Central and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And the phone number is area code 218-895-0402, I believe. And the passcode is the word pray. So we're there every Tuesday and every Friday, interceding every 3 days. We'll be there. You'll find us there. So God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed, prosperous weekend. And get into the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. And send us an email if you just want to contact us. We'll be more than happy to respond to the email. So that's all I have to say for now. But God bless you. And just press into the presence of God. Press in. Press in. Have a wonderful evening, and God bless you. And good night.
Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Woo! Come on, we're about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen. Just press, press in your presence. Behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press, press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press, press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet, right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord if I can just press.
If I can just press,
press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares with me.